Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi. New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting Israel, speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. We represent Brit Am, movement of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. We believe that the Lost Ten Tribes, descendant of the majority of Hebrews who were exiled by the Assyrians and lost their identity, are now amongst Western peoples. The Lost Ten Tribes are now to be found amongst Western peoples, meaning the peoples of Britain, the British Isles, including Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, and their kinfolk overseas in France, in Switzerland, Holland, Scandinavia, Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Iceland, Canada, the USA, Australia, South Africa, and New Zealand, and all related peoples that these nations contain amongst them a significant proportion of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel, of people who descend from Israel. As part of our endeavors to intensify and increase and spread biblical knowledge and recognition of the Bible as a source of truth, as a source of civilization, we are continuing our ongoing biblical studies. Today we are about to study Psalms chapter 46. Psalms chapter 46. And the theme of this psalm is that the God of Israel is the only God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah in Hebrew means praise the Lord, praise God. And that is the theme of this psalm. It says, praise the Lord, hallelujah. That's how the psalm begins. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul, my innermost being, my subconscious, what I am. May I praise the Almighty. We have to praise God Almighty. There is none other. Things happen. Life can be difficult. We all have problems. But most of us are glad to be alive most of the time. We try and stay alive because we feel good to being alive. And we know that even if it's bad now, it can be good in the future as it was good in the past, or at least bearable, worthwhile. Life is worth living and God is good. God is good to us. We just have to open ourselves up to Him, to spread our wings as if to say, open our arms and our hearts and our minds, our consciousness, and receive God Almighty within us to recognize His truth and to obey His will, to look for Him, that He should teach us and lead us and direct us in the path that we need to go in. We should know that most of our problems, most of our deficiencies, most of the things that are wrong with us, that are wrong with our lives, are our own fault. We cause them, or at least the people with whom we are connected, of whom we are part and parcel, they cause them. And we are responsible for it, and we can make it better. You can always make it better. It's what Rabbi Nachman from Bratislava once said, if you believe that things can get worse, if you believe that you can make things worse, so too believe you can make them better, because you can always improve on what you have. You can always make it better, you can always correct it, atone for it, restructure it. You can always rebuild it from what you are, and God will help you. God of Israel will help you. Just call on Him. We have to do this. This is what we have been commanded to do, to praise God, hallelujah, to reach out unto Him. As it says, as the psalm, this psalm says, this psalm 146 says, it says in verse 2, while I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being, while I am alive, while I exist, while I have my being, while I be. While I be what I am, while I have my being, my very essence in this world, I will praise God. We call on our inner conscious existence to praise God. Hallelujah. It's not for nothing that hallelujah is often considered as a war cry, because that is what it is. It is a war cry of the believer announcing that he believes in God and that God will save him and direct him. And that God is true. Hallelujah. It says in verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Don't believe in human beings. Don't believe in all kinds of people who promise you things, who tell you stories. Believe in what God tells you. Believe in the truth. Believe in the Bible. Believe in the God of Israel. A man, it says in verse 4, that his spirit departs, he goes away, he dies, he's immortal, he is subject to all kinds of sicknesses and changes of mood and all kinds of problems and who knows what. As we all know, no one is any different from us. In the same way as we have problems, so does the next person. Sometimes they are 10 times, 100 times worse than we are. Don't trust them. Trust only God. Do not be deceived by the people who deceive you. Do not be deceived by they who want to take you away from the living God, who want to direct you from the path, from the truth of the Bible. Believe in the Bible, the God of the Bible. He will be your friend. He will tell you what to do. Hallelujah! God will help you. And do not be misguided by others. And even if that person seems very genuine, and sometimes they are genuine, not everyone is a trickster. Sometimes they really believe what they're telling you is for their own good, and that they can deliver on what they are promising you. But you are here in this psalm, you're told not to believe in them, because God alone is the one who decides. And everyone is vulnerable, but God is not. As it says in verse 5, happy is he who has the God of Jacob for himself, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob, that is the God of Israel. Jacob is another name for Israel, the God of Jacob. Actually, Jacob is a name given to the USA. The term Yank, a nickname for American, is derived from a shortened form of Jack, of Yaakov, Yankov, Yank. So too we have the Union Jack, the flag of Britain, and the Jocks, which is also another shortened form for Jacob. It's a nickname given to someone from Scotland. The name of Jacob is given unto us, the Israelite peoples who are brother nations to the Jewish people. Do not reject the Jewish person. Do not turn your back upon him. Do not despise him. Do not hate him. He is a witness of God Almighty. He has borne the truth in his being, and from him the future Messiah will come, and we must believe in this. And the God Almighty is the Almighty. There is none other. The God of Israel created heaven and earth and everything else. He is indeed a universal being, and so being that all else was created by him. God created everything. The Creator is the God of Israel, but he so decided to reveal himself to mankind as the God of Israel. That is how we perceive God. That is how God reveals himself unto us. That is how God wanted it to be. That there is no Allah, there's no prime universal deity, there's no God of the Chinese, there's no God of this and that. There's only the God of Israel, the God of Jacob, and he is the God of everyone. And everyone must come to him, and will come to him through recognizing that he is the God of Jacob. He is the God of Israel. That is how you get to God Almighty. That is how you approach him, how you may pray unto him and come unto him and perceive him and be received by him, by recognizing the God of Israel is God Almighty. He, as it says in verse 6, made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them. He keeps truth forever. He made everything, will keep his promises to his people. Who executes justice for the oppressed. Who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. He looks after those who are in need. We should do the same. Do what we can. Help others when you can, if you can. Endeavor to put yourself in a situation where you will be of help and assistance to others, because that is what God wants of us. We all have an obligation to do what we should in this world according to our abilities. And this is what God wants us to do. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind, as it says in verse 8. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. God heals the sick and helps those who need help. God also performs miracles. Miracles happen. Miracles can happen and do happen. We should pray to God as often as we can. Sometimes you might find it difficult. Not everyone is perfect. We're not all saints. We're not expected to be all saints. We're expected to do as well as we can with what we have. So sometimes you may not be able to pray, but you do as well as you can, and you ask God to help you, and he will help you. And when you can pray, do so, because you may need the prayers on occasions when you cannot pray. As if to say you wanted this prayer that you now make it, may it be in storage for you, for your descendants, for those around you, for your children, for your friends, for people you would want to be helped. And God will do this. He will help the people by virtue of the prayers that you make unto him. If you recognize him as the God, Almighty God, the God of Israel, hallelujah, there is none other. It says in verse 9, the Lord watches over the strangers, he relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. There are people in the world who are unfortunate, a lot of them. A lot of people have hard times, have difficulties. We ourselves, in different stages of our life, every single one of us at some time or other has gone through crises, has had difficulties, has been in need of help, if not us, a member of our family. And if not so, not now, maybe later, or maybe in the past. Life is a cycle. It goes round and round like a wheel. The person you help today might help you in the future, or his children might help your children. Or you may be repaying a debt that you owe to his ancestors somehow or other. Or not. Maybe that just the good deed you do by helping him will be stored by be taken a notice of by God Almighty, and God will repay you in the future, or he will repay your descendants. He will repay you. He will repay this Jew, this good deed that you have done in a way that you would want it to be repaid to you if you knew the options open to you. That is what God Almighty, the just God, the God of Israel, does. That is how he works. We can only do what we can. Don't ask too many questions. Do what we can as well as we can, we keep our eyes open. And God will give us understanding. He will enable us to perceive and to realize what is going on. More or less, that is a lot. And that is a lot. That is a great deal. This is a degree of perception that if we can achieve it, it is a fantastic amount. It is something awesome. And we should be thankful if we are given this gift. We should pray to God all the time. Hallelujah! The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! God is the God of Israel. God is the God of the 10 tribes. God is the God of the Jews. And God is a Zionist. We should realize that God wants the Jewish people to be protected and looked after and to keep their religion and to keep the Torah and commandments and to learn and to strengthen the state of Israel. And that is for our good, for the good of the 10 tribes, for the good of all of Israel. And we should pray for this and do what we can to help it along and believe in God Almighty, because God will repay us for everything we do, for all the prayers and psalms and Bible learning that we undertake, and for all the good deeds that we may practice and be merited to keep. May God be with all of you. May he be with all of us. May he bless each and every one of us in every way possible, and us and our descendants and all of the peoples of Israel and all of the humanity. Thank you very much. This is Yair David from New Bambi, Brit and Broadcasting Israel.